Good morning. Winter's getting close here, isn't it? All right, well, good morning to you. I am going to read a scripture to you, and then we're going to practice it. This is from the book of 1 Thessalonians. It was read just a little bit ago. I'm going to read it again to you. Here it is. Ready? You became imitators of us. Paul's talking here. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. Paul is talking about some people who had some hard times. We're talking really hard times. They suffered. You know what suffering is like? Suffering is more than going without your breakfast. Suffering is more than hitting your finger like with a hammer or something like that. Or stubbing your toe. That hurts, doesn't it? Suffering goes for a long time. You've done that? That hurts, doesn't it? Imagine that happening all week long. Sometimes people suffer with a toothache, and that can hurt a long time. But Paul's talking about suffering that happened to them that they weren't, it was because they believed in Jesus. But he's talking about imitators. Let's do some imitating, okay? You ready? Should we do some imitate? You know what imitate means? It means to copy. All right? Really simply, let's just try this. Raise a hand. Raise your hand. Okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you do what I do because you're watching me. All right? Can you do both? Okay, stop. Now, sometimes you're going to be imitating people that you see, right? Does your brother ever copy what you do? He does, doesn't he? Does he just sometimes like to do what you do? Yeah. And do you sometimes do what your sister does? Yeah. You like to do that because you like what they're doing, usually. It's special. And I know that this little one here copies her sister. She'll lay on the floor, then she'll lay on the floor. Or she'll climb in her bed, and she'll climb in the bed. They like to copy each other. And this is what God wants us to do, too. He wants us to copy him. He wants us to imitate him. You think, what does God do? We can't see him doing things with his arms or something like that, do we? Because you can't see God. But we can look at Jesus and see what Jesus did. And we can do what Jesus did. We can copy Jesus. You know what? That's what Paul was doing in this Bible verse I read from 1 Thessalonians. Paul was imitating Jesus. He did what Jesus did. He loved how Jesus did. And that's why he could say, you imitated us. And you know what? Now, those people he wrote to, other people were imitating them. They were listening to them. They're copying them because they're a model. That is really neat.
And you,
hey there. Good morning. So we want to imitate Jesus. Because he loved the way his father loved. He was just the way his father is. Isn't that amazing? We should copy people, not just the way they dress. You know, we can copy the way people, clothes they wear, we can copy the way they act, but God wants us to copy him. He wants us to imitate him. And so that is a really important thing to do. Not just copying each other, but especially copying God, copying Jesus. And when we do that, wow. That's really the way to live like Jesus did. Sound good? Should we try and do that? Yeah, we should try and do that. Sounds good. Hey, let's pray, shall we? Hey, let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day and for your amazing love. Help us to imitate you. Help us to copy what you do, how you love especially. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. Copy Jesus.